of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Scientists are concerned about a new superbug.
The new superbug.
Superbug.
A new drug-resistant superbug rears its ugly head.
Experts are calling it an infectious disease nightmare.
One scientist is calling it a time bomb.
So virulent, it resists even our strongest antibiotics.
So far, nothing has been developed to fight it.
Some say the bugs were provoked by the intrusion of humans into their natural habitat. That a live and let live policy is preferable to war with the bug.
It has already traveled thousands of kilometers to get here.
Every day, federal scientists are looking for new ways to kill bugs.
You can blow off a limb. Still 86% combat effective.
Don't shake hands with everybody you see.
I suggest we just all stay in bed.
Scientists worry that in this highly mobile world, it will spread around the globe.
Let me tell you something. I say kill them all!
Yeah! Okay!
Hey, there's no need to fear. Robert Scott Bell and Mike Adams are here to kick off these United States of Health Talk Radio. Super Don making it sound so good. That superbug stager, as apt as the day it was created, as the Centers for Disease Creation warns us all, the next plague is coming. It's already here. It's been here for a long time. The superbugs that were created not by God, but by man. They've got nothing, but we've got something for you. And we've got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with us to kick off today's broadcast. Mike, welcome back, my friend.
Hello, Robert. Thanks for having me back on. Big news today. The CDC announces the era of antibiotics is basically over. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's something we've been saying for, gosh, as long as you've been right, as long as I've been broadcasting, inevitably they would one day have to admit it, that modern medicine has lost the battle. They never had it won. They were under the illusion only.
And the CDC thinks that the answer to this failure of chemical medicine is to come up with more chemicals.
Yes. Definition insanity. See, CDC.
Exactly. They say that, yeah, it's a huge problem, both in humans and in animals, agriculture use, and that they're basically the drug companies have no more chemical weapons in the pipeline to stop these very dangerous superbugs that are really threatening to start a plague, a new modern plague, across humanity. And the CDC's answer is that people should get more vaccines and the drug companies should be subsidized with taxpayer money to come up with more new antibiotics. Now, how on earth is that going to solve this problem?
No, because it basically doubles and triples down on the same thing that created the problem to begin with, which is why I've called for the, you know, end of the medical monopoly, ending the Med just like we talk about ending the Fed, that anything that has a monopoly is going to eventually fall apart because it has no basis for innovation, no basis for an openness and ideas that will flow to say, hey, maybe we could go back to the future and find out all the things our ancestors used that actually work, bring them back on, and find out there is no resistance.
Yeah, exactly. This is a problem of the medical monopoly. Why do we not have people or doctors educated in the use of copper, silver, sulfur compounds, garlic, ginger, systemic antibiotics from the world of plants such as wormwood? Why don't doctors have any knowledge whatsoever of these substances as life-saving natural substances? Because the drug companies have a monopoly over the med schools, over the medical journals, and over the medical regulations. So we're fast approaching a day, Robert, when Americans are going to be sent home to die needlessly by their doctors who are actually killing them out of ignorance because they don't know that there are alternatives that the deadly superbugs cannot resist. And those alternatives are from the natural world, not the pharmacological world.
Well, it's absolutely right. I had Dr. Neil Shulman on yesterday on the show, and he's the guy behind the movie Doc Hollywood. Remember that with Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
And he said to me, you know, we figured out a new brain disorder, and he called it something related to medical monetization. Because he's very keenly aware of this. He's seen it. He's come up against it, saying that there's no innovation happening because it's only about what they can patent and then sell at exorbitant profits. It's not about necessarily what works unless they can kind of smoke it by the FDA that, well, it sort of works for a little while, but we're not going to compare it to stuff that really works that can't be patented.
Well, yeah, and the medical industry, the drug companies in particular, have said we're not investing in new antibiotics because they just don't make as much money as cholesterol drugs or blood pressure drugs or diabetes drugs or Alzheimer's drugs. Antibiotics just don't make us much money. So this whole idea that the drug companies exist to serve humanity is complete. It's a delusion. They exist to make money. They exist to generate corporate profits, and that's it. If a drug doesn't make money, they're not interested in it, even if it might, you know, conceivably help humanity. But what we're really finding out is that these drugs actually create the superbugs and ultimately harm humanity. So the next plague will be probably an offshoot of the pharmaceutical industry's unethical promotion of synthetic isolated chemical antibiotics.
Yeah, Mike, you know how much work I have, you know, from my homeopathic side of me, trying to get people back to where they have the state of health preceding the treatment for the infections. I mean, I practically dedicated my life to teaching people how to heal their gut because of the damage done by Big Pharma.
Yes. Yeah, and we're now seeing a lot of new science coming out showing that healthy gut flora is crucial for healthy body weight, that if you have an imbalance in your gut, then you can become obese for that reason alone. You can also be more susceptible to cancer and heart disease if you have probiotic imbalances in your gut and in your mouth. And so, you know, humans are, I know you're well aware of this, but humans contain more bacteria cells than human cells physically in your body. You're more bacteria than human. Doctors in Western medicine have ignored this. Since the inception of Western medicine, they've ignored the role of bacteria in human health at their peril. And now we're seeing the utter failure of that come to fruition.
Mike, I like the way you said that. You're more bacteria than human, and that's not an insult. If you want to be healthy, you'll embrace that.
Right. That's not like a protest slogan against, you know, FDA commissioner or something. No. Yeah, all of us are more bacteria than human if you look at the cell count of what's in our body. In fact, you know, 60% of the live mass of the entire planet, of everything alive on the planet, 60% of the total mass is comprised of bacteria.
Wow.
So it's the majority of life.
Exactly. By the way, if you're just joining us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, listening through naturalnewsradio.com and GCN, of course, heard around the world, and we have Mike Adams, the health ranger, an unannounced stop-in. We love it when he comes by. Of course, breaking news on the CDC acknowledging the next plague. It was caused by them and their friends at the AMA and the FDA, all of these places that have ordained and established the medical monopoly. And there's a great article. We have it linked up in the show notes. We're blogging it out everywhere on this from Natural News. Mike put out just overnight talking about the return to Mother Nature if we're going to have sanity and ability to have good health. And there's some great links in the article that you put in there as well for people to learn about the ways to go, not just causing alarm or panic. That's what the CDC is doing because they've got no solutions.
Well, exactly, and they sure don't want people to understand that they can grow their own antibiotics. You can actually grow your own pharmacy. You just get the right seeds, nurture the right plants. You can synthesize through the plants the better medicines than what the drug companies could ever come up with. For example, there's no antibiotic resistance to garlic. You know, garlic has 13 different sulfur compounds and probably 1,000 other phytochemicals attacking bacteria from, you know, 1,000 different angles. There's no bacteria that can resist that. So, you know, the isolated chemical approach is failed from the start. Drug companies will never cure cancer. They will never cure diabetes. They will never cure superbugs. They only make the problems worse. Because if you think about it, each successive generation of antibiotics that outdoes the last generation has to be increasingly toxic to work.
Mm-hmm. I've also talked about, Mike, the irony of them utilizing something like silver, and you've talked about copper as well. Both of these have broad-spectrum antimicrobial properties, and they're taking that and applying it, somehow engineering it into their antibiotics, and they say, well, look, our antibiotics work again, which is only extending patent because we know those substances, those minerals, those trace metals can work without the antibiotic drugs.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen studies similar to that where they say, oh, chemotherapy plus turmeric was found to really work against tumors. It must be the chemo. Well,
right.
No, it's the turmeric that's doing the work. And the chemo is actually holding back the progress of the patient. So, yeah, that's an old trick in the clinical studies of Western medicine. They try to combine a drug with a natural substance and then give the drug all the credit. You find that frequently.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the crumbling of this infrastructure that is supporting a drug-only approach, I mean, their admission here is only going to help their demise, and it's a little too late. If they're doing a mea culpa, I don't know what's motivating them, and somebody's really freaked out at the CDC to say this, or
yeah.
Is it just what you said in the article, that they're demanding more money? You know, it's like, if you don't give us more money, you're all dead, right? That's the kind of concept, the shakedown.
Well, the CDC has a long history of a lot of alarmism and real fear-mongering to get funding. The whole AIDS epidemic was blown up by the CDC falsely, using fraudulent evidence, fraudulent claims, saying that, you know, heterosexual white males with a single sex partner are now going to be dying from AIDS unless we get more funding. And they scared everybody in the 1980s. With that line, even though it was completely fabricated. And that's when the CDC really grew in size based on the AIDS pandemic fear-mongering. And you know, you've covered a lot of the history of the false HIV testing, all of these things, that much of the AIDS industry is pure fabrication.
So not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not on Natural News will they get away with it. And, Mike, I appreciate you dropping by. It's always a nice surprise. And I think we've got some breaking news coming up on Friday. We'll have you back on.
Yeah, you bet. Sounds good, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
That's Mike Adams, a health ranger. We're going to take this crisis that the CDC acknowledges to new levels as we answer your questions. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and we have the power to heal. You do. I do. We're just sharing it with you right here on Natural News Radio. Stand by for more healing.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
How cool was that? An unannounced visit from the Health Ranger. Kick off the Robert Shadbell Show today. Back in studio, gaining my steam again. Boy, oh boy, what an incredible weekend we had. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow with Ty Bollinger, because we had some adventures. People want to know how to go to a Major League Baseball game, park for free, get in for free. And did we engage in criminal activity to do it? Inquiring minds want to know. We're going to ask Ty Bollinger tomorrow. But, hey, today, infectious disease is on tap here. Actually, the cures for it, in fact. Unapproved by any government agency. We don't ask permission where none is required. That is one of the themes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you've got a question or comment, what have you done for infection? Are you afraid of MRSA? Let us know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And to the website we go, robertscottbell.com. All the links in the show notes and questions and comments of the day. This one coming from Deborah. Hi, Robert. Thank you for your show and all the info and good spirits you bring to my kitchen nearly every day. See, when I try to go into the kitchen, my honey shoos me away. Get out of my way. See, honey, some people like me in their kitchen. No, I'm just teasing. My wife would actually love it if I took over the kitchen once in a while. I know. I'm a bad husband. Bad husband. All right. So thank you. I have heard you speak of your gut healing aloe silver protocol over the years, but have never gotten to the full details of how to implement this protocol. I bought the hydrosol, the silver hydrosol you recommend from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, along with aloe vera, selenium, One World Whey, coffee for enemas, and a diet rich in fermented foods and probiotics. I can't find anything online written up about what you recommend. Would you be so kind as to write up the protocol for our family? We have one child who is partially vaccinated, so I'm very eager to do this and do it right, ASAP. In gratitude, Deborah. I can't believe we haven't written this down after all these years. Is that possible? Yeah, is that true?
We've talked about this for a long time, and I think if somebody wanted to go through and search through, you know, like the daily show notes that we put over at robertscottbell.com and that we send out in the email alerts, you know, that you would find that stuff there or in the archives. But you're right. I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time. We've had some ideas as to how we could disseminate this information, easier.
Right.
So I don't know. I think it's kind of time for us to do that. So, What I think we should do is, what would you think about putting this together in like an actual download that somebody could get in a document form? And maybe we could put this in a YouTube video and, you know, just get it out there and maybe put it on the website or something where people can have access to it.
You know what I think I'll do for sure. I like those ideas. But you know what I think I'm going to do? If you haven't, I rarely send out, my intention is to be able to send out more newsletters to you for the email alerts, because you can sign up at robertscottbell.com, much like you could do at Natural News, where Mike, when I'm able to, I can blast out a little info on tomorrow's show. You'll see it in the Natural News updates every day on email. I don't do that every day. I wanted to do it more, but we don't have enough folks helping us out to do that. But what I will do, if you sign up, and I don't know, Deborah, if you've already signed up, but any of you listening right now to the Robert Scott Bell Show, sign up for email alerts. It's absolutely free. We don't sell the lists. I rarely even bother you with emails. But the next email I send out will include a written protocol for this Silver Arrow Protocol. Okay? So we're going to do
there
that.
You go.
Now, I will verbally tell you before the break here what to do. And it's simple. Mm-hmm. For an adult, a large adult, it's a couple of tablespoons of the silver mixed with a couple of tablespoons of aloe vera juice. Organic quality, clean. Mix it together. Don't store it together. Mix it right before use. Gulp it down like you're in college. Right? You're shooting it. And the reason is we want to drive it before you eat meal, drive it down into the GI tract. The small intestine, nice. Large intestine, and colon. That will help to do that. You'll do this 3 times a day. Now, if it's a smaller adult, it could be as little as a tablespoon and a tablespoon, okay? If you're dealing with a child, it might be 2 teaspoons together, because the aloe helps to carry it past the stomach. Normally, when we do the hydrosol that we take, and there's a picture of it you can see on the website in today's show notes. In fact, there's a picture of those of you worried about respiratory ailments. We, you know, our family nebulizes the silver whenever we need it. Particularly, you'll go into the cough and flu and cold season, and you have a lot of respiratory stuff. So we'll just put it in a little handheld portable nebulizer straight up. We don't mix it with anything. And I'm not saying every colloidal silver to do this with, because I can't vouch for the cleanliness, clarity, activity, all that I can with the hydrosol that I know firsthand. But do this 3 times a day prior to meals, and then you bring in the probiotic replenishment at night while you're on the protocol. Could be as little as 2 weeks for candida and simple stuff. Could be 4, 6, or even 8 weeks on the outset for more severe chronic situations that we've found, where you're dealing with colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, etc. Now, this is not a cure for disease, and I'm not selling you this. I'm just giving you information. The fact of the matter is, it is doing what God intends for it to do, and that is to heal your body, because silver facilitates a downregulation of inflammation, an upregulation of regeneration of tissue, and an eradication of microbial infection, including the resistant strains. Take that, CDC. All right?
There you go.
You zombies. All right. Well, we've got lots more healing to go. I've got lots more questions from you, and you can call us right now. Get on the phone lines, 866-939-2355. Jocelyn from Kansas got a question. She doesn't want a flu shot. I don't want her to get one. How is she going to avoid it? She's a nurse. Stand by. We might give her some insight after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, this is the place to counteract the superbugs, right? Isn't it? It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, can you beat the superbugs back? You know how to do that?
You know what? We've been doing that for a while. You know, it was funny. When you and Mike Adams were talking, just out of curiosity, I went and looked to see when we had created that superbug stager that we came in with.
Yes.
And ironically, believe it or not, the date of the creation of that file was September 17th, 2010. So it was exactly 3 years to the day we were covering an identical story that made headlines about a superbug. And it's funny because the original story was talking about how the superbug had been identified in three different states and they were worried about, you know, what they're going to do about it. And the solution then was more powerful antibiotics or combinations of antibiotics. And it's funny, if you look at it, in 3 years, what have they learned?
Nothing. Do it more. Say it louder. Scream it loud.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the case as well. And by the way, when you say we made that stage, you made that stage for Super Don. That's why the show sounds so good. You did that.
It's a team effort.
But yes, it is.
I don't think that's great.
But there is a story we're going to get to momentarily about we medicine versus me medicine. But before we get there, there's a letter from Jocelyn. She says, I work as a nurse for a large hospital system in Kansas. Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. We received a memo recently that we are now required to receive the flu vaccine for this year or lose our job. The only exceptions are for medical or religious reasons. Since I'm a healthy person and have never taken the flu shot, I'm unable to go to my doctor or request a medical waiver. Regarding the religious exemption, the hospital system is Catholic, and I am Catholic as well. So how can I use religious exemption to be able to get out of this flu vaccine requirement? Thank you for your consideration, Jocelyn. Jocelyn, great question. We've covered this subject over the years as well, and I want to give a plug to fellow Natural News Radio guys, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein and Phil Pepin. They talk about this constantly. They've got the legal side of it. I just want to get this philosophical, fundamental, religious, spiritual side of it covered. Whether you're a member of any church, synagogue, or mosque, it matters not. And I'll say this again. Whatever your membership, whatever church you go to or claim to be a part of, it does not matter when it comes to your religious beliefs, because the Supreme Court has already held that your religious beliefs are deeply held personal convictions, independent of where you worship. And you must recognize that, or they will sway you. They will say, well, come on, you're a Catholic. All these other Catholics are taking their shot. I can't help it if they're stupid Catholics. And that has nothing derogatory about Catholicism. The stupid is independent. It just happens to be they're the stupid people. They could be the stupid Jewish people, the stupid Muslim people getting their shots. And if that is mean and offensive to you, so be it. I want to defend those who are awake and not harm any other children with this lunacy, this idiocy, the stupidity of injecting toxic chemicals as well as aborted fetal tissue, RNA and DNA from animals, different species. Injection. And you, I know, Jocelyn, you're already there. That's why you don't want this. So I didn't mean to go on that kind of rant, but except to say that you must stand your ground on this issue. If they try to throw at you, well, you're Catholic, we're Catholic, and I don't see any tenets to say, well, you can go ahead and quote whatever part of that Bible that'll show you. You don't lay down with the beast, that kind of stuff. I know there are a lot of biblical scholars that have been much better than me at refining the communication tools there. But whether you have that or not, remember this. It is not a matter of what 501c3 organized religion you belong to or don't. It's about your personally held, deeply held beliefs. Now, by the way, I had some folks that were nurses that were with me at the Cancer Healing Strong Cancer Conference this weekend in Atlanta. And they also found that, if they pushed it, and you did the religious exemption, that they were able to make it work. And so far, one of the nurses said they didn't even make her wear a mask, because that was the other thing. They said, well, if you're not going to get it, we'll make you wear a mask. We'll make you big and scary.
Right.
And if you do what Patch Adams does and just draw a fun clown smiley face on it.
Just put a big red nose right at the end, on the end of it there.
Play it up, because this is ridiculous. The germ theory is... the germ is not the cause of disease, it's the result of disease. And as we talked about the opening today with Mike Adams, the idea here is being admitted by the mainstream medical community that they failed. They are utterly failing, and all they're asking for, just send us some more money, we'll figure it out. We'll make stronger napalm, we'll make the nuclear bombs bigger. That's their protocol, that's all they got, because patent medicine is the only thing that they know. So there you go.
Patent medicine and you know, interesting, you know, we were talking about the word we, right?
Yes, thank you for bringing me back to that,
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what it is. It's that, you know, the arrogance of man is going to be man's end, in my opinion, because, you know, man has become so good at killing himself. I mean, really, in a nutshell,
we're
that
a suicidal
is what we talk about
species.
A lot, right?
We become suicidal as a species, indeed. And it not only about directly killing ourselves, but by killing the very bugs that we mentioned in the first segment with Mike Adams. We are more bacteria than human, right? And that's like, you're insulting me. No, if you want to be alive and well, you better hope you got some good guys down there, right? And here we have, and this is especially good for our UK listeners through UK Health Radio. You're also, if you're listening through Natural News Radio or GCN, we appreciate you being here. Why personalized medicine is bad for us all? This is a big collectivist argument. It's on the New Scientist Health site. We have it linked up, and it's being blogged out in the world. You can read it yourself. But the growth of personalized medicine threatens the communal approach that has brought our biggest health gains.
Notice the communal approach. Now, right. It's interesting where the argument goes here, because she's arguing, I think it's, is it a woman that's doing this? I didn't even notice if it is.
Yeah, this is Donna Dickinson. And okay. She lives in England, she lives in the UK, and she has this big bio with lots of degrees and mm-hmm. things and such.
But she's arguing basically for collectivist medicine. And
she's defending Obamacare, basically, is what she's doing.
Well, as well, yes, and how wonderful that is, even though all it does is strengthen the medical monopoly. But she says that me medicine, because remember, boutique medicine, this is the only way doctors are going to be able to survive. They're going to have to withdraw from the system and work on a cash basis only. But the me medicine is saying, you're being selfish. This is not where real advancement comes. But I don't know. If I got some illness or ailment that I need a doctor to care for me, I don't want that doctor taking care of 30,000 other people at the same time in the same way. I want, it's me. I'm sorry. Am I egocentric? No. I'm an individual. I'm not a we. Oh, we. We medicine.
All the way home. Yes.
In contrast, this lady says we medicine. Public health programs such as flu shots. Or childhood vaccination, increasingly distrusted and vulnerable to austerity cuts. Listen, we will be healthy no matter how it comes, whether it's your distrust or the fact that it can't be paid for. We'll be better off without them. But she says that historically, this approach has produced the biggest increase in lifespan. Even today, countries with more social provision of health care and less individualistic attitudes have better health outcomes across all social classes. Again, what she is saying, that vaccines and drugs are the reason we're alive, completely negating the reality that better sanitation, proper hygiene, and even better access to nutrition and food is the real deal. And we've covered it more than ever on this show. And I'd love to get her on the show. And I don't know, what do you slap people with in England? Codfish? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Crumpets.
Crumpets? Okay. I don't mean to be violent. I mean, we'll make it fun. It'll be clown-like. But the personalized approach, she's saying, doesn't deliver a paradigm shift in medicine. Do we really need a paradigm shift in medicine? We just need to abandon it. We need to abandon ship and go back to the medicine of our ancestors. On yesterday's show, Advanced Medicine Monday, had a nice interview, as I said, with Dr. Neil Shulman. And we were talking about going, I don't know how much of this went on the air because we spent a lot of time chatting before and after the show. But we were talking about this idea of going back to the bush and salvaging the medicine of our ancestors. Because I've been to Africa, West Africa twice, and that was my message to the doctors and the healers there. And they were initially shocked by that message because the white man comes to Africa and says, we're smarter than you. We are better than you. Take our medicine. Bow down. I'm like, no. I am grateful to know anything that you can add to my knowledge base from what you've done throughout, well, time immemorial, your ancestry. Go back into the bush, save your medicine, and kick us out. If you want, the real advancement in medicine is simply trauma intervention, ER-type emergency procedures to save your life, put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But when it comes to real healing, allopathic patent medicine pharmaceuticals is not the place to be. It's not the place to go. It's bankrupt morally, spiritually, ethically, and scientifically. I can throw more of the ullies in there. But we medicine is not. That's collectivism. It's reductionist. And it is all about saying the same thing for everybody. You're not an individual. We're not going to treat you. We're going to treat everyone.
Right, and it's also, they were using, she's using flu shots as an example. It's herd immunity, and we've talked about herd immunity a million times on here.
Herd immunity, exactly.
Yeah, from now on, you can no longer order what you want to eat. We just make one giant pot of spaghetti for everybody. I mean, that's basically what's going on here.
Yeah, and of course.
How do you like that analogy, huh?
That was nice. And if you're all diving in the same pot of spaghetti, make sure you wash your hands, shower up before you do it, because you could spread germs. Of course, again, we know the germ theory, not accurate, except that, if you pollute an environment to incredible degrees like we have, you're going to find the growth medium has shifted, and it's shifted toward pathogenic life forms. Case in point, this whole idea of what the CDC warned us about is warning us about and has warned us before, and they just scream it a little louder and say, dagnabbit, we need more taxpayer money. You're just not funded enough for vaccine research and antibiotic research. In the meantime, again, they start grabbing some silver hydrosol, throwing it in their drugs, and say, look, our drugs work again. When we know firsthand we can utilize the silver, we can utilize the botanicals. You know, you can grow your own oregano. I mean, it's... That's right. An easy herb to grow. You've got the ability to grow garlic. But this is the, you know, I've even written articles for survivalist magazines about this, utilizing these things. There's homeopathic medicine, for goodness sake, that addresses fever and infection. One of my favorite remedies, phosphorus. Homeopathic phosphorus is like any fever, any inflammation that's systemic. For kids, we've talked about belladonna. We utilize the silver hydrosol. I mentioned that we nebulize during the winter months if we have a cold or cough, something like that. Gets it right into the lungs. Bingo, bango, bongo. You've got it neutralized. Speaking of bingo, bango, bongo, we got John Rappaport coming up next hour. We're going to talk about the PTSD.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. What? Help me understand. John Rappaport, bingo, bango, bongo?
Bingo, bango, bongo. I'll let you know about it after the break.
I don't get it. Okay.
Yeah. Also, we can go back to that era of those TV serials there that, you know, that were always ending in cliffhangers. We got a cliffhanger out there in China, don't we?
Yes, we
do. Maybe we can get like a masked man to come save us.
I don't know. We'll have to see what we can do about that.
Whistleblowers in China wearing masks. What is going on? Well, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where you get to find out after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What is the price of admission to the Robert Scott Bell Show? Well, it's basically nothing. All I ask you to do is say thanks to those who sponsor this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. If you're not sure who they are, what they are, we use it all. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see it linked in the show notes. Also, there are banners there. It is what allows us to deliver this message 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, through naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, and all of our affiliates, as well as through UK Health Radio, Digital Radio 103, all around planet Earth. Thank you for being here. Call! Hey, you can call! 866-939-BELL. We're talking about John Rappaport, Bingo Bango Bongo, different era. It really is an era thing. That's the thing. If you hear John talk, you know where he lived and the kind of words and terminology. And sometimes if you read his writing, you'll see. And I love it and appreciate it. A lot of the things I learned from my dad is such. And John's a great friend and brilliant in his analysis. And we're going to analyze what's going on up there at the naval base there, if you will, the naval station in Washington, D.C. Is it a PSYOP? If so, what are they trying to accomplish? But what is this about masked men now in China?
Big story.
It's China.
Yeah, they're calling it ChinaGate.
ChinaGate.
With all of the stuff going on with the pharmaceutical companies in China, they apparently are doing some scandalous things.
Check it out. PharmaLot's got this covered, and it's a big pharma scandal in China now. The last time this happened, they beheaded the head of FDA, I think, so be careful. Yeah. Don't mess around with China on this one.
Right.
Here's how the story goes. I'm going to read it verbatim for a moment here. Once again, Novartis has become embroiled in the widening bribery scandal among drug makers in China. Last month, a former sales rep alleged that the drug maker offered bribes to doctors in some hospitals to drive sales of a cancer medicine. Now there's a whistleblower telling Chinese media that its Alcon Eye unit used a middleman to pay doctor for post-marketing trials that never took place.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing, this whistleblower, usually you give a name if they found out who he is, but evidently he's got a rather interesting name. He's called Zorro.
Zorro, the fox, so cunning and rich.
Zorro, didn't know he was in China.
Who makes the sign of the sea?
Zorro.
Zorro.
Wow.
Dude,
there's
a Zorro in China.
By the way, I don't even know my ignorance of Chinese language, if there is a Z in China, but there is now. Zorro
There is. There is a Z in China.
It's a code name, and of course, he's blowing the whistle on this, but it shows that the behavior, the bad behavior, exhibited by Big Pharma in America, or the UK, or around Europe, in Australia, it's happening even in China. So, for those of you who are against the Chi-Coms, the Chinese communists, you just go ahead and keep flooding the drug money in China. They will be done in just as we have been done in here in America by relying on a patent medical monopoly.
You don't need a standing army to go in and invade anywhere. All you need to do is send in a bunch of drug reps to vaccinate and drug the people of any nation. And therefore, they will lose their ability to have, let's say, an intact nation, because the people that are reliant on drugs can be manipulated, controlled, taken over. So if the Chinese communists think this was good medicine for their people, maybe it drives them to docility, but ultimately it will drive them to rebellion, those who are healthy enough to do so. Because as we found in America, no amount of money, no amount of monopoly medicine is going to correct that which has been caused by an abundance, an overabundance, if you will, of these medical drugs. As the CDC recognizes, they have created the very zombie disaster that they keep predicting.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just interesting how all of this stuff is coming out of China. And, you know, Novartis, you know, obviously they've been getting a lot of bad press. This was a big, big story last month when it came out. And here we go again that, you know, now apparently the allegation is that Alcon, which is part of Novartis, shifted money that was supposed to be used for some patient surveys and you know, trials and things, and instead bribed doctors at, you know, a number of different hospitals with the money instead. So
do we have some exclusive audio from this Zorro character? Do we?
Yeah, I think when Zorro decided to blow the whistle on Novartis, this is what happened in the room.
From now on, I shall be Zorro, the fox.
Wow, look at that. He even had his own theme music playing in the background there. That's neat.
He's really good with an English accent, considering he's from China. That's impressive. Listen, yeah. this is really not new. Pfizer was charged with violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act after finding various subsidiaries that bribed doctors, and they found them because they all had woodies. They were on Pfizer's blue pill, I think.
What?
Anyway, that's it for this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If we're on next hour, stick around. John Rappaport's going to report on what's going on at the naval base there in Washington, D.C. Your calls, 866-939-2355. Don't go anywhere. Tell your friends. Give us a call. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Cobella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.